Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Working. I'm going to the next. It's probably working. I probably just don't know how to work. Amen. I got them all working. I thought that one was working too, but I probably missed a step somewhere. All right. All right. Give me one of those scripture sheets up here right quick, yeah? Oh, I don't need a scripture sheet. All right. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That's it. The rest of the context, amen. But I want you to keep we're going through the whole thing. All right, so I want to keep those sheets. Every time I ask y'all to bring me a sheet, I realize it's only one verse, and I already know the verse. So, amen. Just be patient with me. All right, I need one of my media arts people to bring me that water bottle over there. I'm going to need it sooner or later, probably sooner. All right, we're on this message. We entitled this message, The Right Attitude Toward Wrong. The Right Attitude Toward Wrong. We began it last time we shared together, and this comes from our series on kingdom attitudes. Kingdom attitudes, and we feel that's what Christ shared with us, the attitude you ought to have if you are part of the kingdom. Those attitudes that come through having the Spirit in our lives and producing those attitudes. Amen. In our lives. Listen, we talked about this attitude of mourning. I'm going to touch on this, and then we'll get to the last part of it. Now, give me a moment at the beginning. I'm going to work around, and then we'll pick up as we go on. Mourning is that manifestation of inner sorrow that we often experience when a loved one passes on. If you've had loved ones pass on, you know what I'm talking about. And basically, what this attitude is that honors and causes us to be happy in this particular verse is he's saying we ought to feel the same way about sin in our world and in our lives that we feel when we lost that loved one. The sorrow ought to be the same. The sense of loss, the emotional equilibrium, and all those things, amen. It's a sorrow. It's a grief that impacts our whole being. And it ought to be like that when we do things that displease God.
Amen.
Or in simple words, when we sin against God. When we looked at it last week, we talked about first. It's the world that we see in the window. We mourn the world we see in the window because of what sin has done to the world that we see in the window. Okay? All the pain and misery we see and the vileness of things like sex trafficking and the vileness of what's happening in Ukraine. Amen. Injustice that we see in our own land with policing in our neighborhood and all the other injustices, the things that happened on January 6th. We see all these things and more, and we should mourn because this is what sin is doing in our world. The loss of so many unborn babies. All these things are the result of sin in our world, and we should mourn as we see the world in the window. But not only should we mourn as we see the world in the window, we should also mourn as we see the man in the mirror.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. When we see ourselves in our own sin, when we see we displease and fail God on our own,
right.
Because sometimes, most of the time, I'm saying we are a part of the problem. And a lot of times, amen, we need to work on ourselves. And so when we find ourselves in our action displeasing God and we sin against a God so great, there also should be mourning in our lives. We should mourn sin because sin displeases God. Do you have that attitude? Do I have that attitude? I was asking myself. As I was looking at this thing again
afresh last night. Amen. Preparing for this morning. Do I have that attitude when it comes to my sin? Does my sin, the sin that breaks God's heart, does it break my heart too? Because this attitude should be in us that sin breaks our heart. Now, we looked at David's example. Y'all remember David? Everybody know out of all the good things that David did. But one thing he gave us was a negative example when he, amen, committed adultery with Bathsheba. We looked at that. Amen. And how Nathan came to him. Yeah. And Nathan, before he could get his defenses up, showed him his offense. Because oftentimes when somebody comes to us with our offense, we already have our defenses in place.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
But I like the way Nathan in his story, because what he does is he undresses David's sin. Because often, unless sin is undressed,
absolutely,
it'll go without being undressed.
Absolutely.
You got to undress sin,
absolutely,
and see the terribleness of it,
yeah,
before you can usually undress your sin.
Because
to us, it may not look as bad as it looks to God. Nathan presented a story, amen, that allowed David to see how bad his sin really was.
Well,
he kind of held up his prophetic mirror. He said, David, you're the man.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. You're the one that took the land.
Yeah.
When you had a whole herd.
Yeah.
And killed that man, one little lamb to feed your guests. You're the one. Because you got a whole lot of wives. But one of your most loyal soldiers that didn't have but one wife.
Yeah.
And you took that one wife and in a cover-up you took his life. David, you used to be the kind of man that will give you your life on behalf of your kingdom.
Yeah.
But now you're asking for one of the lives of your kingdom for your cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
You changed. You morphed into something that you then used to be. Sin morphs us into a person, amen, that we shouldn't be.
It's true.
We're trying to get you caught up. Now, let me give you some example. Seems like, but I'll work with it. All right, here we go. George Whitfield, amen, who was a great evangelist and known for his revivals.
All right.
George Whitfield preached for the first time in an open air, I mean, he's outside preaching, and it was in a Kingswood manor in Bristol, England. He preached in England, but he also came to America later. Okay, on an occasion, later he wrote that he could see that these miners, he was preaching to a group of miners who were working in a mine, or probably a coal mine more than likely, and of course, working in a coal mine, you know, sometimes when you work in a coal mine a lot, maybe not these days, but they got all kinds of technical gear, but they would come out with all the soot and all the stuff from the coal mine on
right,
it.
Right.
But when Winfield preached, they came out, amen, with all the soot on. But he said he could see how when you preach, they were moved by God, and then he could see the mourning because the tears fell down and made white glitters on their face. That's how you all feel about sin in your life. Now, spirit and sin. I'm giving you the doctrine. I want you to feel the sin I'm talking about. Spirit and sin. Let a man once feel his sin for half an hour. Really feel its torture. And I warn he would prefer to dwell in a pit of snakes than to live with his sins. If you can look on sin without sorrow, then you have never looked at Christ. Spirit goes deep. Spirit goes pretty deep. But I'm trying to show. Now this one right here, I really want you to see. Because this is where we are sometimes. Satan desires to desensitized. He wants to desensitize Christians to the foulness and the how heinous the sin is. Satan wants us to stop mourning sin and start enjoying it. Guard your heart from anything that diminishes your sensitivity to the awareness and the awfulness of your sin.
Guard your heart.
Because you can come to a point, especially in our culture, you can come to a point where you see someone sin, you're entertained by someone sin, you listen to someone sin, sin is so available around you that you become desensitized.
You don't
make you mourn anymore.
Yeah.
You're comfortable with it. I talked about last week when you get comfortable with seeing sometimes, hey, amen. You invite it in your house and you snuggle up with it.
Yeah.
Or if you're comfortable with it. And you become so comfortable with it that you give it a key. You say, come back anytime. And you'll fix dinner for
it.
Amen. Or I would have had a little That's where we come. And I'm saying, that's not where we as believers should be with sin.
Amen.
We should mourn. Because sin hurts the heart of God. It ought to hurt our heart.
Uh-huh.
Sin and its consequences. Let me get to but God said, you ought to mourn. And he said, that's a special attitude. That's a special attitude. As General Clarence says, that this attitude of mourning, when you have this, it's like receiving a halo of glory from God. It's like God is honoring you, so he gives you a crown because he loves this kind of attitude. Now, there's a connection between 5:4 and 5:3. 5:3, amen, when you talk about being poor in the spirit, that's when it's sort of like when you're poor with money. When you're poor with money and you just broke and it ain't no joke. And you're in that situation, especially if you're out on the streets or homeless or something, you know you're in need. There's no doubt about it. You know you need help.
Right.
And sometimes, he's talking about, in verse 3, he said, when you see yourself at that point spiritually, where you know there's no absolutely positively no way you can live without God, he said, then that attitude, amen, when you have that spiritual attitude, when you have that kingdom attitude, that you know you can't live without God, you know you can't make it without God, he said, then you can experience the kingdom of heaven. I say, if you have the kingdom attitude, then you get kingdom activation. You can't get kingdom activation without having kingdom attitude. Once you realize you can't do nothing without God and you trust your life with him, then he activates his kingdom and he's there to give you everything that you need. He's there to open doors, amen, that can't be opened. He's there to make ways that can't be made. He's there to sign to protect you, lead you through many things as far as now. He's there to give you positions that you're not qualified for. He's there for how? Because if you got kingdom attitude, you can experience kingdom activation. So he said, now when you have that connection, when you see your spiritual poverty, the next step is to mourn. It's like when you hear the gospel and you see how sinful you are, you repent. You repent of your sin. Repentance and faith are two sides of the same coin. Because you're turning from sin to God. In faith, there are two sides.
of the same corner. That's why it's kind of hard for me to preach the mic because I move my hands a lot. So only those that are getting this sermon on the podcast. I'm trying my best. All right, here we go. So y'all got time. Then Paul, you know how Paul was talking about when I try to do good, evil is always present.
Yeah.
And the thing that I don't want to do, I find myself doing.
Right.
But I can't do the things I want to do.
Yeah.
Who should deliver me from this kind of dilemma that I'm in? Then he said, thank God through Jesus Christ, he can deliver. So there's deliverance, amen. But, amen, we ought to have a sense of this. Now, I'm coming because it said, they that born shall be comforted. I want to comfort you. I kind of just remind y'all, but now I'm getting to the comforting part.
Right.
Comforting means to have somebody come to you and encourage and strengthen you.
Yes, thank you, Father.
So it said, when you mourn, someone will come to you and strengthen you. Amen. And encourage you.
Amen. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Now look down there. I got that on paper somewhere. For they shall be comforted. Number one, we're going to be comforted. Now let me tell you something. They comfort me. When I read that story, we all know about it. That's under number one. I called it the prodigal's papa. The prodigal's papa gives me comfort. Amen. Because sometimes I act like a problem. You know, say, hey, Dad, I don't really like your rules.
Right, absolutely. Amen.
You kind of hard in me now. Just give me a portion that falls on me.
Right. Yeah.
And let me get on out of here.
Yeah.
And he went out, got with some friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Sold all friends.
Yeah.
And you need to be friends when you got money in your pocket.
Right. Amen.
If you got out, party, and have a good time.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of times when you're in sin, listen, when sin is in your life in that way, you'll find you don't want to feel sin's conviction.
Right.
You don't want to feel the contrition. So you find yourself somewhere where you don't have to listen to what your spirit is saying on the inside. But God may be saying, this is not your place to be. This is not the place for you. This is not who you are. But you try to drown that with yet.
Whatever it is.
He's waiting on you. But finally, that man I need, because when I sin, I know I'm not worthy. I know I messed up. I spent all the money.
Lord have mercy.
I got to make a story. So you got a story in mind? Headed home, and on his way home, he sat on that papa out there on the porch. He saw him coming down there.
Yeah, thank
he looked like, amen. That's not how he looked when he left home, because he had that, now he got that beard on.
Right.
And the crown wild looking. Yeah. Amen. And he shaved and cold and tattered and worn. And there he didn't come, but Papa remember that walk.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because he saw him in that same walk every day.
Yeah.
And as he was coming, amen. Yeah. In Jewish time, Jewish culture, amen. An old man was supposed to run
right.
Because he was undignified. But when he saw his son coming down, amen, the road, he forgot about all those rules and restrictions, and he ran to his son because he loved his son, and he could not wait to restore his son to be in the original position. He gave him the ring, he gave him the shoes, he told him to bring the robe and go put the cat on the barbecue grill. Don't be like that little boy, amen. Just fall out of the bed,
allow us to bear more and more fruit.
Amen. Of the Spirit.
Some come and say, okay, yeah, I'm struggling with this right now. But it won't always be like this. Amen. God won't come through. Because he showed what I'm going to be. So he's going to perfect that is concerned me. Amen. He began a good work in me.
Yes, he has.
And he's going to carry on until Jesus comes back.
Amen.
I don't have to always be the person that I am now. Growing to that's comfort. That's comforts me. And I need comfort.
Amen.
And I need comfort. You need comfort when you breathe sin. If you don't breathe sin, you won't need comfort and you won't get comfort.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all with me? Let me know what I'm blowing out. Now that's what we, but not only should we be comfort, but we ought to be a comforter.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You remember Nehemiah? Because we talked about Nehemiah up there when we were talking about looking at the world in the window.
Yeah.
Nehemiah looked at the world that people was from in his window and saw how sin had destroyed Jerusalem and Judea. And how bad shape it was, and he mourned, and he mourned the condition of his hometown. He came, amen. He cared about what he left back at home, amen. So he cared about what was happening. When they told him the shape it was in, he mourned and prayed to God and asked God to come in and help him. And he confessed his sin.
Yes.
Chapter 1 of Nehemiah. He confessed his sin and asked God what the scripture said. And God in chapter 2 gave Nehemiah an assignment to go back. Amen. Go back to Jerusalem and repair the gates and the walls.
Yeah.
So sometimes God comforts us, but sometimes he calls us to be a comfort. Sometimes he calls us and gives us assignment to comfort each other.
Amen.
That's why we read, I think it's Matthew 25. I have the scripture down. I think it's Matthew 25 and the next scripture. Yeah, 25, 31, 36. That's where he talks about I was hungry.
Yeah.
In your sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thirsty, gave and drank. Amen. I was in prison. Amen. And you visited me. I was sick. And you were saved. In other words, he called us.
Yeah.
To be comforters. When we see need, when we see hurt, amen. He said, well, you've been comforted. So with the same comfort that Christ had comforted you, Christ has walked with you and carried you and gave you strength. Now, you take the same way and the same kind of stuff God is doing for you. When you see need. When you see somebody that needs to be encouraged, somebody that needs to be lifted up, somebody that's hungry, that needs food, say, man, somebody that needs water, somebody that needs a home to live in because they're homeless, somebody that needs a friend because they're friendly, somebody that's experienced brutality, but you can make an interruption of that, amen, through your justice. When you see people that need it all around you and suffering all around you, you just can't mourn over it. But you must mourn and then you must become a comforter.
Yes,
when you see your world in the window and your world, amen, in the window causes you to mourn, don't stop at mourning, but ask God how you can be an answer. And then when you ask God how you can be an answer, amen, because you got that raw and honorable kind of attitude that makes you happy. Listen here, what he will do, he will give you kingdom activation. If you don't believe me, ask Nehemiah. Nehemiah got kingdom activation. He prayed and went to the king.
Right.
And said, King of. Because the king lived there. And Nehemiah prayed. Because he was looking kind of sad. He was looking kind of sad in the morning. About his people. And the king said, oh, what's wrong with you, Nehemiah? Oh, number one, you know, you didn't come before the king with that kind of faith on.
Yeah, right.
When you came to the king, you're supposed to be happy. sometimes the vision ain't going to be bigger. Oh, then you should do.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all with me? So far?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a big dream. And you say it's impossible.
Yeah.
And so what happened now? We ain't got enough people to do that.
Yeah.
And our people are on fixed income.
Yeah,
Bridget. And we ain't got enough members to do that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we said before we got here in this building right here. We said all of that, but I thank God we had kingdom activation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
And we're here. Amen. I'm trying to say kingdom attitude will bring you kingdom activation.
Yeah.
Last night. Amen. I'm thinking about that. Right after the morning. He said, hey, they're morning and right after you. Somewhere after the morning, they're going to be comfort. And then there's another comfort. That's not come right after the morning, but that's the comfort in the morning.
Yeah.
One glad morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Witness your eyes before.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we had a witness.
Yeah.
One glad, because some of us have had to mourn the death of our loved one, but yes. One glad morning.
Yeah.
Witness your eyes before.
Yeah.
He said, I'll fly away.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it's too rough in this world.
Yeah.
Too much trouble in this world.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'm glad about, one of these old mornings, Jesus is coming back again.
Yeah.
One of these old mornings, he's going to break the marble sky.
Yeah.
Oh, and we'll go home with him.
Yes,
and all of those loved ones that we'll be mourning, we'll see them in. Blessed are they that come, for they shall be
comfort
of seeing that loved one again. But most of all, there's a comfort like you've never seen. But not only will we see them loved one, we'll see Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
And it ain't gonna be no more comfort like that.
Yes.
When we see Jesus, I can say amen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's over. Amen. Cause comfort that we have seen the Lord. After everything we've been through.
Everything, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Father.
What a wonderful day.
Yes.
That's going to be. So we need comfort now. But we really need comfort.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed are they the morning. You might be crying today.
Rest. Lord,
you might have sorrow today. But like our forefathers, I'm so glad.
Yes.
That trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't last
always.
Always.
Yeah.
Come on, son, sister. Morning. Weeping may.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me. Weeping may.
Yes.
Weeping may endure.
Through
the night.
Yes.
But John! Coming along.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but don't wait no more.
Yes.
I'm waiting on my morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting on my morning.
attitude. Yeah. You feel his happiness. Joy. Yeah. You see kingdom activation.
Yeah.
Then you go on and experience kingdom access and need access to that. You get all the access things.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to put the priest on hold.
Yeah.
You don't have to stand outside and pretend to bring your sacrifice. Because when Jesus died, the veil of the temple was open, so now we got an all access thing.
Yeah.
And you can go to God and call on him. Ain't that good news? He's a great God. Alright, as we get our elements, Jesus told us each time we do this, we do it in remembrance of him. Remembering his suffering, the horrific treatment that he was put through. He allowed himself to be put through the staff, spit upon, crowned with thorns, beaten beyond recognition, made to march up that old rugged hill with that cross on his shoulder.
Oh,
it became such a difficult task that he had to ask for Simon, that brother on the sideline, to help him with that cross. And then they got him on top of that hill, called Golgotha. Amen. The shape of a skull. And they crucified our Lord. Held his hands and feet to the cross. And there he gave his life for us. It was an excruciating thing. It was an excruciating thing. But because of it, because of his suffering, we can be saved from sin. And we can have salvation. All that's good news. That's real good news. So we remember that day and say, as many, whenever we do this, remember, we should also examine ourselves. So I'm asking you to take a couple of minutes to examine ourselves. I say when you examine yourself, you won't find perfection. But it's time that the Holy Spirit will reveal those areas you need to work on. You need to commit to God. Say, God, this area here, this area got back to problems with last month. This area, I had a struggle, and maybe I had a couple of failures in that area. So I need you to help me. Forgive me. And then we give me the strength. Because I'm mourning what happened in that area last month. So forgive me and give me the strength and deliver me from the issues I had in that area. So I can, in the upcoming month, God, I can give you glory with my life. Amen. So it's going to take a couple of minutes. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you do that. In this presence. Now we realize what these elements represent. The bread, the body of our Lord, given on our behalf, and blood, on the fruit of the binding blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. To so bread out and be now send it, eat it, and then and ask me to eat of the bread and drink the wine, the fruit of the vine that represents our Savior's life in us. The only way you can experience victory in the Christian life and effectiveness is Christ living through you. So we pray that he lives through you in the upcoming week. If we're vibrating down, I would just thank y'all so much for coming last night. Amen. To our church family meeting, we had a great time there planning on what God would have us to do and discussing our budget and some new things we have in mind. We're still discussing some things once we get some answers and get with some key people. Amen. We'll bring you a more clear view of this time we have to come. We're really looking forward to what God's going to do this year. We feel like God's going to really do something special. He's already started. Awesome. Just to let you know, one other thing we did. decide last night. Today is homecoming today. Today is homecoming day, but, you know, we wanted to have this and have a homecoming series. So today is homecoming part A. Amen. So we're going to prepare for homecoming part B. Amen. Which will be the first Sunday in May. Amen. It's going to give us time to get things ready and get rid of some of the pandemic stuff and prepare for our guests. So Great Memorial are going to be coming to us in the first Sunday in May. I think it's May 1st. Amen. We have our part B of the homecoming. Now, that's just this year because we're coming out of the pandemic. People are moving back to its original position. Amen. So we'll be having homecoming part B on that day, and we'll be there, I guess. And we're going, and all of our members that want to, we're going after service. We've got to be sure we copy the name and hammer us. But we're going to the form house. And it's all, you know, it's all in the church. Amen. On that day, and then we'll bring faith back for our businesses. Amen. So nobody has to pray anything. We may let you, if you want to, just do desserts, cakes, and stuff like that. But all the rest of the food, we're going to bring from the foreigners. All right, so we look forward to that too, so we can celebrate a little bit more. All right. So thank you. We see homecomers here. We see homecomers here, so we thank you, God, that they came. All right. Mike, you want to come and see your homecoming? Pastor Rev Mike, Dr. Oh, yeah, and Great Word, I'm going to bring 20 to 25 people. Make sure we see how we spread out. All right, let's see right here. But also, next week, we'll give y'all a week to think about. I'm going to ask y'all next week, okay, do y'all want to go? Because right now, we're masked, except for, you know, we're masked, you know, required. I'm asking next week, y'all want to go masked optional, which means you won't have to wear a mask, unless you want to. So I'll ask you next week. So thank you. I'm giving you what to think about it. Amen. So there'll be some people still wearing masks. Some won't. I think it's spread out enough. And the pandemic died down enough that we'd be pretty safe. And we have air purifiers. Amen. All around purifying and cleaning air constantly. I think with all the protection in it, just if you feel a little sick, you take your food for your cold again. Amen. Are you being like a lawless crowd? Because it's new, I'm very. Amen. If it gets too bad, we'll go back. But right now, we just pray to God and just let us stay and keep moving forward. All right. Mr. Man, we're glad to have you back. Okay. Back home today.
It's good to see you, Pastor. God bless you. First Lady. Good to see everybody. Now, I want y'all to see Mike Perry made us stay long today, so I'm happy to be here for long enough. But it is a blessing. We've been through a lot, haven't we?
Amen.
It's been some very dark days, and man, I'm telling you, I was like, Lord, and, you know, we just went through some Bible days, so we have to own that. It was ours, and we survived.
Amen.
We survived, and, you know, let us not get so relaxed that we forget how to, you know, we just went through a lot anyway, and we are survivors. You know, our forefathers, so it's in us to continue to survive. So let fear not grip you. You got to get that ghost. Buy your groceries. Go get gas. Go to the park. Get out. Don't let the devil, you know, petrify us with this fear anymore. But get out, you know, in faith. Get out there and celebrate life. Amen. Pastor was saying something. I want to share the scripture. He was talking about, you know, when, was it Jeremiah? Who was it? Nehemiah. And God just, you know, put it in the hands of the Lord. That was one thing Mommy would always tell us, baby, you got to put that in the hands of the Lord. Amen. And this is one scripture that I do love. I want to just read this to you. It says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. It says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water turn, he turns it whatsoever way he will.
And that's just so awesome.
Yeah.
Because the presidents and the government, they can make rules, they can set up stuff, but God is the one, and we pray.
Yeah.
Have faith, like the man of God is teaching us. Yeah. If we pray and have faith, God will just turn the folks when they think they're killing us.
Yeah.
They're healing us.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, they think they're getting rid of us. We like, what's it? We don't die, we multiply.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for me. I have a best friend, my wife.
is all right. I'm right on time. 1:29. I try to hit 1:30. All right. 29, y'all. 1:30. All right. Thank y'all so much for coming. I hope you have a great, blessed week. Amen. Good to see all of you today. Amen. We are looking forward to seeing you next week. If the Lord says the same view that on podcast or on the website. Amen. Thank you all for coming. Thank God for all of our leaders. Now the end is able to present us with our Father's throne. May the love of God, our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, I come to rest, rule and abide with us now and forth and forevermore. Let us all say together, amen, amen, amen. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Happy birthday, Jesus. Let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
That's where you done did it again. That's Rodney Smith up there on the club. That's a bad actor. You done did it again, man. I'm going to go to the next one.